This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole is no better at softball than on the issues. In a moment, we'll face off. Bob, I know this is an embarrassment for you, but on the softball field the other day, your Senate team suffered a real blowout. My team, the Boston Red Sox, socked it to your players, which you presumptuously call the Oval Officers. The score was a lopsided 22-5. With a result like that, Bob, I just hope your softball team is not the same gang running your hardball presidential campaign, or you'll be in the showers after the first inning. At least your team showed up to play, Bob. Last week, the White House challenged the Red Sox, then backed out when they saw our undefeated record. They may also have talked to Education Secretary Bill Bennett. We gave his team an education, too, 25-6. The Red Sox are tough, Bob. Are you up for a Kennedy-Dole rematch in 1988?
Ted, Dole in 88 has a nice ring to it. And from what the national polls are telling me, the Dole presidential campaign is doing a lot better than our softball team. In fact, as this show hits the airwaves, I'll be in the midst of a 30-state blitz, a coast-to-coast opportunity to take my case to the people. And I'll be spending a lot of time with my friends in the South, where the Super Tuesday primary next year could well decide the Republican nomination. But when it comes to winners and losers, Ted, you're on a real losing streak. Number one, by demanding that taxpayers pay for Senate election campaigns. Number two, by trashing the bipartisan peace plan for Nicaragua. Number three, by undercutting President Reagan's efforts to get a good arms control agreement. When it comes to hardball, Ted, you need a designated hitter. This is Senator Bob Dole. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.